I'm Cecily Neprath, and I live in Alameda, California, very close to a lot of my family, four generations.
So, as I mentioned, Cecily, what our project is about is we're learning that most everyone has stories that they can tell, memories that they can share about some moment or occasion or period of time or some time when music really meant a lot to them that sticks with them. So that's what it is. And I guess I'm curious if you have any such memories related to music that seem especially important.
Well, when I think about that, I think back to remembering my grandma, my dad's mom, singing to me. And she sang quite a variety of songs. And some of them were very, very sad. And I remember crying. And I think that kind of sadness about music stuck with me for quite a while. I remember when my children were in grade school and having some kind of performance or play, and the kids singing just always touched me just so deeply and just made me leak, brought me to tears somewhat, like I can feel happening right now.
The songs your grandma sang, like what songs were they? Were they songs that she grew up with, or?
You know, I don't know. Most likely family songs of some kind. One of them was Little Ducky Duddle Went Wading in a Puddle. Little Ducky Duddle went wading in a puddle, went wading in a puddle so small. He said, it doesn't matter how much I splash and splatter, I'm only a ducky after all. Splash, splash.
And this is the one your dad was saying?
My grandma would, and my dad. And for some reason, it just felt so sad. It really doesn't matter how much I splash and splatter. It was like someone was complaining to him about how much he splashes.
Yeah.
And he's saying, because I'm only a ducky after all.
That's cute.
Yeah. And sad things happen to him. It was very, very sad for a child to be hearing these songs. Another one about a couple who were in love, and then her boyfriend and her boyfriend's brother went to war, and one died. And this very tragic song to be sung to a child. Now, she also was very kind and loving and used to play Burl Ives records. And so that was kind of the uplifting part of music in her home.
So I'm curious about the memory of your grandmother singing songs to you. And again, whatever you're comfortable sharing. Would it be a particular occasion? Was it around mealtime or bedtime or in a car? A lot of people sing to their kids in a car.
Right. Her singing was mostly, these sad songs were bedtime. And then the Burl Ives was just during the day. She would have albums playing. She lived probably a half a day's drive from where we did. And so we would go visit and spend a few weeks at a time there, or a couple of weeks when I was young. Near Milwaukee.
Okay.
West Dallas is where she and my grandfather lived. And we lived in Yankton, South Dakota. So that was a drive. My dad played the trumpet and the bugle. And my brothers then ended up playing horns. I played the violin. We were all required to play a musical instrument growing up. And my dad sang too to me when I was young, and that was really sweet.
What would he sing?
He sang definitely more uplifting songs. He sung some real fun ones that often involve bouncing on knees and going up and down in his arms. And he played, he would sing a song, The Grand Old Duke of York, and he would have us on his back and bounce us around, walking around the house, like bouncing around the house singing the song. So that was fun.
I have a memory of that song, but I can't remember how it goes. It's kind of a marching thing.
Right. Well, actually, that song, the Grand Old Duke of York, he had 10,000 men. Now, actually, I'm getting mixed up with another song, but that was a song you would go up and down on, the lap. 10,000 men, march them up the hill. The baby would go up in the air, march them down again, down between the legs. So, and my granddaughter loves that, too. I've done that with my grandkids, kids and grandkids. Now let me try to remember that song that he sang when we would go around the house on his back. It was a marching song. He loved marching music, so that was playing in my house growing up quite a bit.
You said he was a trumpet player.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
Probably was in a marching band as a kid or something.
You know, I'm not sure. My brother was. He was a drum major of the high school band, so... And my mom, asking about family, played the accordion and the concertina. And we had a pump organ in the house growing up, too. As I got older, babysitters were the ones who introduced the more popular music. That's how I got introduced to the Rolling Stones, the Beatles, the Beach Boys. It was so much fun. This one babysitter would bring her albums over and play them when she babysat, and we would dance. She taught us how to do the twist and just had a lot of fun with that. So, and then I guess as I became a teenager, I then became more interested in music. My first concert was to see Donovan when I was about 14 years old. Went with some very famous person at the time. I'm trying to remember exactly. He was like the son of some Playboy person. Like, his name was Richard Klein, but I can't remember the connection exactly. I skipped that. So that was fun, going to that concert, and then became a big fan of the Beatles mostly, and Woodstock. I would say Woodstock had a large influence on the music that I then became to like as a teenager and listen to today. That it's the music I still love. Yeah, here's a funny little story. It was the summer of 69. My family was moving from California to Massachusetts, where my dad had a sabbatical leave. And we were driving through New York, and we were in a Volkswagen van. My dad had a full beard. And so we're driving along, and all these other people are waving and honking. There's all this traffic, a lot of other vans, all these hippie-type looking people. And because we had a California plate, and in the Volkswagen van, my dad and all of us, my brothers had long hair, I had long hair, it was... We kind of like fit right in, and we didn't know what was going on. And until later, we found out that was Woodstock. We were driving through, and with all the traffic, it had just ended.
Like a close brush with,
yes,
Woodstock. You almost went to Woodstock, yeah. You could,
right.
You could have gotten in the exit ramp and gone and stood in line with,
right,
the thousands of
the cars. Right, if we'd known about it. Right. I would say it also probably had an influence somewhat on my political leanings and the activism that I got into also. Just kind of that was all happening around the same time. And so
I think I know the answer to this question, and I'm going to ask it. I hope you won't be uncomfortable with it. But the story you started with about your grandmother singing songs to you, what's it like to revisit that? I mean... Is it a mental experience, emotional, physical? What does it feel like to remember something from that long ago that seems to have made such an impression on you?
It brings me back to that time. I'm very connected to it emotionally, and it just brings up a lot of the feelings from the sad about the sad songs to the happy with the happy songs. So yes, definitely connected to it very emotionally, and yeah, it makes me think more about what was happening at that time, and but the music is a real anchor to that time. Right. It was a special time to be held in her arms and rocking and hearing her sing. It was very intimate and loving.